This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
U.S. dairy producers continue to demonstrate the highest animal care standards on their farms, and joining us with an update is Megan Hain, Chief Veterinary Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation, who gives us an update on the animal care component of the National Dairy Farm Program.
So thanks, Bill, for the opportunity to chat with you today. So where we are sort of at this point is the farm program goes through version cycles of about every sort of 3 years. I often get people ask, why do you have to have these sort of updates and that sort of inversion cycles? Now we say it's kind of like planting seasons, you know, the end of each season, you learn from what you did the past season and that, you know, what things worked, what things kind of needed to be adjusted. Then also looking at what are the needs of the sort of upcoming year. And so looking forward in that, we're gathering insights from the participants that are part of the farm program. So that includes sort of farmers, it includes the cooperatives and field staff that are participating in it, sort of veterinarians and field support, the folks in the industry that, you know, are helping to support those farms sort of meeting the farm program. So we're looking at kicking off a sort of stakeholder survey in the latter half of this year to reach out to sort of all of those participants within the program and kind of say, you know, how are things running, what are thoughts, you know, if we're looking at sort of the next review cycle and that, or they dig into a little bit more deeply. So that kind of gives a lot of insights for when we sit down with a lot of our farmer committees and our working committees and that to really dig in and say, right, what changes sort of need to be made. This also gives us a chance to reach out to all the farmers that are part of it, because as I mentioned, there's between 20 of 26,000 sort of farms that participate within the program. So giving every sort of farm the opportunity to sort of have a seat at the table and have an input within the sort of farm program, and that can be quite challenging. So we're always looking for opportunities like this to sort of reach out to as many farm members as we can and give them a chance to sort of, you know, give some input. So looking forward, we have a couple of events that are coming up sort of latter half of the year for opportunity to touch bases with us and that, get to know the farm program a little bit. So July, we have our evaluator conference, which is for all of the participants, cooperatives, processors and that, and particularly the field staff who sort of implement the program to learn sort of a little bit more in depth about specific topics within the farm program and that, provide additional continuing education for that group so that we're always sort of focusing on just slow, steady improvement within the program. So that's coming up in Green Bay in July. Then we will be at World Dairy Expo in October in Madison, you know, is an opportunity to catch up with the wider dairy community. And then more, since I'm a veterinarian, in September we'll be at the AABP, which is the American Association of Bovine Practitioners, so catching up with the sort of veterinary community and that, sort of gathering insights, educating them since they're an active part of helping farms to participate within the farm programs. So we will be around and certainly engage the dairy community all the way across the country.
Animal care is just one of five program areas in the farm program, but it seems to really affect the bottom line with the consumer.
Certainly, and consumers have always trusted farmers and how they sort of look after their cows and that. But, you know, in the last few years, is consumers that are much more interested in where their food comes from, they're asking a lot more questions, you know, of how do we sort of raise it and that, and building systems and programs that we can be transparent with consumers and say, right, this is how the dairy farmers are sort of looking after the cows that are in their care, has been sort of essential to continuing to sort of maintain that trust that consumers have sort of in farmers and that, and in the care they take of their animals.
So Megan, where can we find more info about the farm program?
Our website, which is nationaldairyfarm.com, details of events that are coming up and opportunities to meet with staff and members of the program and ask questions in person.
Thank you for the time today, Megan. Megan Hain, Chief Veterinary Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. Again, more details at nationaldairyfarm.com.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Join us tomorrow for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.